ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਦ ਸੈਗਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਖੋਜ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀਜ਼ ਅਸਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਡੇ। ਆਵਰ ਰੈਸੇਸ਼ਨ ਟੂਡੇ ਇਜ਼ ਦ 38th ਪੌੜੀ ਫਰੋਮ 52 ਅਖਰੀ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਪੰਜਵਾਂ, ਕੰਪੋਜੀਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ 5th ਨਾਨਕ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ। ਦ ਰੈਸੇਸ਼ਨ ਇਜ਼ ਇਸ ਫੋਲੋਜ਼। ਸਲੋਕ ਹਾਹੇ ਕਾਟੇ ਮਿਟੇ ਗਵਨ, ਫਤਿਹ ਭਈ ਮਨ ਜੀਤ, ਨਾਨਕ ਗੁਰ ਤੇ ਥਿਤ ਪਾਈ, ਫਿਰਨ ਮਿਟੇ ਨਿਤ ਨੀਤ ਪੌੜੀ। ਫੱਫਾ ਫਿਰਤ ਫਿਰਤ ਤੂੰ ਆਇਆ, ਤੂੰ ਲੱਭ ਦੇਹੇ ਕਲ ਯੁਗ ਮਹਿ ਪਾਇਆ। ਫਿਰ ਇਆਂ ਅਵਸਰ ਚਰੇ ਨਾ ਹਾਥਾ, ਨਾਮ ਜਪੋ ਤਾਂ ਕਟੀਏ ਫਾਸਾ। ਫਿਰ ਫਿਰ ਆਵਨ ਜਾਨ ਨਾ ਹੋਈ, ਇੱਕ ਹੈ ਏਕ ਜਪੋ ਜਪ ਸੋਈ। ਕਰੋ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਕਰਨੇ ਹਾਰੇ, ਬੇਲ ਲਿਹੋ ਨਾਨਕ ਬੇਚਾਰੇ। ਕਰੋ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਕਰਨੇ ਹਾਰੇ, ਮੇਲ ਲਿਹੋ ਨਾਨਕ ਬੇਚਾਰੇ। ਥਾਹੇ ਕਾਟੇ ਮਿਟੇ ਗਵਨ, ਮਾਈ ਫੈਟਰਸ ਵਰ ਕੱਟ, ਆਈ ਵਾਜ਼ ਫਰੀਡ ਫਰੋਮ ਮਾਈ ਫੈਟਰਸ, ਐਂਡ ਮਾਈ ਰੈਸਟਲੈਸ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਫਾਊਂਡ ਇਟਸ ਰੈਸਟਿੰਗ ਪਲੇਸ। ਇਟ ਸੀਜ਼ਡ to wander aimlessly. So essentially what the guru is saying is that with the aid of the gur enlightena gurte I conquered my mind, fateh bhai man jeet, because those are signs of having conquered the mind. When the self-imposed limitations are no longer stopping us and the wandering mind is at ease, is stable, no longer wavering, that is the salok. So the guru is making this assertion that I have conquered my mind, and then he expands on that thought. And the letter from which the message is derived is the letter haffa. And the message is one of firat firat, which means to travel for a long time, to go around for a long time. Fafa firat firat tum aaya. So the guru, in speaking to us, us as in humanity, is saying that you've traveled, you've been on a long journey. Firat firat tum aaya. And in time, you were endowed with this hard-to-get human apparatus. Durlab dehe kal yug meh paya. Phir iyan avsar chare na hatha. You may not get your hands on this opportunity again. Seize the opportunity. Carpe diem. The opportunity of having a human apparatus. To do what? Naam japa. Eka ek japa jap soi. In order to cultivate self-knowledge and realize your true nature, your true authentic self is what you need to recognize. That is what you need to do, and that is the opportunity. Don't let go of it, because the human apparatus is not made available that easily. And in such a way, the guru says, free yourself. Tau karte fasa. The cycle of repeated comings and goings will cease. Phir phir aavan jaan na hoi. And so it is the prayer of the hapless Nanak to the self. Mele leh Nanak bechare. Have mercy, says Nanak, for you are the cause of all causes. Kar kirpa prab karne har. Now it is interesting, here Gurbani appears to be speaking to us in evolutionary terms, suggesting that we have been on a long evolutionary journey over a long period of time in order to become endowed with human capacities, namely the development of the neocortex, language, speech, communication, morality and culture, advanced cultures, but primarily language and speech and the capacity for imagination, mental time travel, where we can imagine future scenarios. That is a very unique human capacity. And it is because we can create future scenarios mentally and then share them with others through speech, through language, through the capture of information, that we are able to change our societies, that we are able to change ourselves in ways not available to animals, for instance. And yet the Guru says, yes, you have come to a juncture. This is not the end point. You're at a fork in the road where something remains to be done. And if you remember, in a previous sabad, the Guru said, Karaj Savare, there is an action that needs to be taken. And here he's explaining what you need to do. You need to cultivate self-knowledge, Naam, so that you can realize who you really are, the self. And therefore, your attachment to the passing body ceases, and with it, all the delusions that it cultivates. You see, your vision is clear. You're here for a purpose, the service of humanity.